Howdy, y'all, and welcome to the Ears Podcast, produced by Terrier TV. I am Frank. That is Bill.
Yes, sir.
And we'll introduce our guest in a little bit.
Yes, we will.
So how's it going, buddy? How was your Easter?
Good, good. Oh, my Easter. I got a story to tell you. I held the story back. So for the audience.
I thought you were going to say you held an alligator. Sorry.
No, for the audience, we have a tendency that when we see each other, we start talking and we tell the best stories before the podcast even starts.
Yep.
And then for some reason, when you tell the story the second time, it's not as dynamic or whatever.
Yeah, it's a lot more engaging the first time around.
So I went camping over spring break. Wanted to try. I tent camped with my kids. I owned a van for years, and the last couple years I've been camping out of the van. Last spring break, a year ago, the van blew up.
Right.
And with 336,000 miles on it. So,
which is super impressive.
Oh, yeah. So now I'm trying to figure out, well, how am I going to camp now? So I was thinking, well, maybe I do tent camping. And so I'd give it a shot. So I was going to go up just north of Gainesville in the High Springs area to Olino State Park there.
It's a beautiful part of the world.
Oh, it is. It is. It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. So I went up there and I went camping, but I got in late and I bought a brand new tent. And it was a little bit complicated and I got there late. So I was like, I'm not going to set the tent up. I'm not going to set up the tent up in the dark. So what I did is I had a 10x10 canopy, you know, pop-up canopy.
Okay.
So I popped that up and I had a screen enclosure that went around it. So I did the screen enclosure.
Makes sense.
And then I laid down a tarp for the floor, and I had a cot, you know, a fold-out cot.
Like a military cot.
Yeah. So I folded out the cot, and I slept on the cot. Well, in the middle of the night,
I'm excited.
I hear footsteps on the tarp. Somebody is, you know, how you know, crunch, crunch.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody is walking on the tarp. Somebody is in my enclosure.
It sounded like a person.
I was like, okay. Shiver runs down my spine. I'm like, and I yell, "Who the heck? What are you doing?" And that's when the raccoon got really, really scared. And he must have stuck his nose under and got under the screening, but then he did not. He went straight into the screen, and it was like a trampoline. It bounced him back, and he came back into the thing. And then I'm like, "Dude, what are you doing?" And he does it again. He hits the thing, and so I got to reach over to the side and lift the screen up, slide it up, so he can bolt out.
That could have went really wrong,
there.
Bill.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But he was I. He scared me, but I scared him more. And then when he started bouncing around there like a pinball, he was like, "No, no, no." And so he did not come back in the evening.
I've caught a lot of critters, and the one you can't judge is a raccoon. You could never tell what the heck a raccoon's thinking.
Uh-huh.
They're crazy.
Okay.
And they will flip from running away mode to scrapping mode, like, so fast.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, so I'm glad you got away with that unscathed.
Yeah. Well, he thought that, because, you know, when people are camping, that kind of enclosure, usually people eat in that. They don't really sleep in that.
Yeah.
So he was figuring there'd be some food, there'd be a meal.
Oh, yeah, if he's at a state park, then he's used to getting every kind of scrap from everybody in the world.
Yeah.
They probably hand feed him and snuggle
so
him.
Was,
and, yeah.
He was looking for it, and then when I bolted up in bed, scared him to death.
Goodness gracious. Camping stories are always the best.
Oh, they are.
They really are. They are the best. You want to introduce our guest?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so today on the podcast, we are joined by Sandra Leone-E. Oh, I almost missed it. Leone-E.
Oh, I count that as a miss, man.
It was close. I didn't butcher it completely. I'm pretty good at butchering names. You are with the Pineda Waterway Warriors. Thank you so much for being here and chatting with us.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me. By the way, I'm going to correct you on something else.
Oh,
what's
we
that?
Are now the Waterway Warriors. We have
dropped Pineda.
Okay. That's okay.
Hold on to your hat.
More inclusive for everything. It makes sense.
Well, because we are actually growing so fast and we've taken on other locations.
Okay.
That we started on the Pineda.
Right.
And now that we have two other locations, we decided it would be best to drop the Pineda and just go with Waterway Warriors.
Oh, okay.
That's awesome. Yeah. Not to mention WW looks amazing by just beside them, each other. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
PWW makes you wonder what's going on. But yeah. WW,
there you go.
Yeah, it's only amazing things happen with WW. I mean, you start with Wonder Woman and go from there, so it's kind of is what it is.
Exactly.
We were just chatting. We just posted episode 100.
Okay.
So this is, you know, through our back episodes, this is probably like 103, 104, or something 104. Like that.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
But your argument is we're so far beyond that right now.
Well, yeah, we have made more than 100 podcasts.
Yeah, because there's some that we never posted. I think there's even a couple from episode one we never posted, or from season one.
Yeah, there was some from season one that we never posted.
Probably six or seven we never posted.
I'm going to have to agree with Bill, though.
Yeah, but I think if you make it...
You make it, it counts.
Yeah.
But if
nobody sees it. I understand his thing, too, the whole episode thing.
I do. But if you take a picture, so, you know, like I was saying before...
So what we say is we say 100 published episodes.
There you go. That's the right way to say it.
I like that. That'll work.
It seems like we've been talking about that for 10 episodes previous, that maybe this is 100, and then we're finally
we're getting up there. Yeah, we're getting... Are we close? Are we getting there?
Where's the balloons and the,
Oh, you missed that. That was a different show. Oh. See, we had the big celebration and you missed it.
And I missed it.
Yeah. Something amazing did happen this episode right here, though.
Well,
that's amazing, too. But for the first episode ever, normally it's Cindy, who is not here today, and Bill that are matching. For the first time, I think, ever in the history of this podcast, Bill and I match.
We're matching, yes.
Whoa.
I'm not sure if you should be terrified by that or not.
Whoa.
I really don't know.
Yes. Although you are wearing it's much lighter green than mine.
And you're wearing dark pants too.
Yeah, and I'm wearing dark pants.
Yeah, I'm wearing green. I'm wearing green pants. I think it's
green pants in my
okay. In my mind, it's still St. Patrick's Day or something. I'm not really sure what's going on.
Yeah.
Thankfully, nobody can see my feet because I have no shoes on. But that's a whole nother
story. Yeah, he had to be able to breathe when he got here.
Everybody assumes that he's not wearing shoes. I mean,
this is true. This is everybody knows how it is.
Yeah, they got to.
Yeah, it's how it works. So, Miss Sandra.
Yes, sir.
You and I met whenever Ears was doing EcoFest. That's how we first connected, I believe, correct?
That is correct. Yeah, I got I was speaking with Zach from the zoo.
Okay.
And Zach said, have you had the opportunity to meet Frank, Alligator Frank? And I said, Alligator Frank, no, I would remember that name.
Right, of course.
Right?
Yeah.
So he said, don't worry. I'm going to send you all the information. Get in touch with him. He's doing this EcoFest, and you need to be there. So I thought, okay, let's do this. So I reached out to Frank, and I met the most incredible man at the other end of the phone who was super sweet.
You got somebody answering your calls now?
Ta-da.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and when we started talking about, you know, our like-mindedness, I guess.
Indeed. Yep. Both people of faith, which is an awesome thing, for sure.
True. Absolutely true. Yes. We are both believers.
Yep.
And from there, we also have the same heart with the environment. And we hit it off. And it was like, yeah, I want to be part of that. So yeah,
it was a great event. We loved having you guys there. And this is an excellent opportunity to tell our viewers and our listeners through this what the Pineda Waterway Warriors is all about, what you do for them, how now, people can be involved, and all that good stuff.
Drop the Pineda.
Oh, that's right. The
Waterway Warriors. I was watching you.
It's been in my brain for so long that it's the Pineda Waterway Warriors. It's going to take me a minute to break it back to Waterway Warriors.
So, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to start on that.
I forgive you.
Okay,
You said you were expanding. So are you expanding from the south? Are you going down to O'Galley, Melbourne? Or are you going up to 520?
To be able to grow something properly, you got to grow slow.
Sure, absolutely. You don't want to go too fast.
You're just going
to
make
mistakes. To keep your organization and all that.
Correct. And we want to do things right. That's the one thing about us. Like, we're very, very methodical about how we do things.
Well, that's good.
So the second place that we actually adopted was called Horse Creek. And
I know Horse Creek.
You do?
I do.
Very good. Well, they have an estuary right there, and the stormwater that goes off from the US-1 is diverted right into the canals and that goes into the lagoon. So I happened to see somebody jump the fence one day and I went, what is he doing over there? Doesn't look like a place like you can should live. So I went and checked it out and I saw all the trash and I said, you know what? I'm going to bring this up to the group. And we wanted to be able to prevent it from going into the water. Our mission is to actually get it before it gets into the water. So we want it in a whole state. So instead of like once it gets into the water, it has time to, you know, break down into other microplastics. And if there's chemicals, chemical can leak into the water. So we're really, our efforts is to try and get it before it even gets into the water. So up to date, currently, we have 46 tons since 2021.
Wow, that's
amazing.
So yes. Trash cleanup is one of y'all's major goals, trying to get trash before it gets into the waterways.
Yes, we have a couple of different projects that we also work on. We have a barrel program that we've installed barrels along the Pineda, and
nice.
We ourselves, the core four, empty the trash cans once a week, and we clean up as we go once a week. Yeah, so it's a lot of time, but it is very rewarding.
Yeah, no doubt about it. How did you get involved with this?
Oh, that's a good one. So I've always liked being outdoors. I've always been an outdoors person. And we just moved to Brevard County. Don't know very many people. And I kept seeing this woman on the side of the road who was, you know, picking up the trash. And I was like, man, she's always on the side of the road. I can't stop. And, you know, well, one day I said, that's it. I'm stopping. You know, if I don't stop now, I'll never stop. So I pulled over, like, screeched. She was like, somebody trying to hit me?
Fixing to run her down.
Yeah, and I jumped out of the car and I went running to her and I'm like, hey, hi, I'm Sandra Leone. And I see you all the time. So here's my name and number. Next time you go out, please call me. I'll come with you. I'll be with you forever now. And she had a look of fear in her face. But she did. She called me. And so I showed up and we have been partners ever since. And
what's her name?
Sharon Knoll.
Okay, Sharon Knoll.
She is the founder.
Name. Yep.
Yep. And then MRC had the international cleanup.
Right.
Coastal cleanup. And while we were out in our groups, we met two other women who were exactly like-minded like us. And we formed the Core Four from that day on.
That's awesome.
Sharon had the dream of, you know, being able to clean up the causeway and making sure that, you know, things were picked up. But as we got together, I had a vision that it wasn't going to be just the four of us. I kept saying, this is going to grow. This is going to be big. And then they ended up believing me. And so
Did you turn out to be right?
I did. The vision is there. And, you know, we all believe in the vision and we all believe in what we're doing. And when people tell us like, oh, one person doesn't make a difference, that is so untrue.
Depends on that one person, but a person can make a huge difference if they want to.
Exactly.
Yeah, no doubt about it. How can people find you guys? How can people help? What do you need help with?
Well, there's several things that we really need help with. We love having volunteers. Obviously, volunteers are... We could not have gotten to the amount of tonnage that we have if it was just the four of us. Everything that, you know, we have accomplished because of the help of our volunteers. This is not it's not our group. It's a collaboration of everybody, and we are so thankful for them.
Somebody was looking to volunteer, how would they do it?
They can look us up on Facebook. They can Google us. We meet every second and fourth Saturday morning under the Pineda Causeway on the South Tropical Trail at 8 o'clock. And we only do it till 10 o'clock in the morning. So we do it before the heat of the day.
Smart.
Yeah.
Ingenious. Yeah. Before solar noon hits and everybody melts away.
Exactly. Yeah. And summer's coming, so we know it.
Okay. So you said you guys are expanding now from Pineda. Are you have other some other places other than Horse Creek you're looking at too, or are you just focusing there now?
We have also adopted, but we haven't gotten actual possession of it yet. The west side of Ogalle, which is right, you know, between Ogalle Bridge and the Pineapple Street.
Gotcha. Yep.
Okay.
So we'll be, we're always focused right around the water.
Right.
But you did ask me about like what we needed.
Yes, ma'am.
So some of the things that we need are storage. We are desperate for, because we're growing. We've already outgrown two storage units. So that's a...
Preferably something in the south end of the county?
Yes. Yeah.
Something in the Ogalle area?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And,
all right.
And yeah, if, you know, people want to give donations, that's also very nice and accepted.
Uh-huh, sure. Oh, absolutely.
What is y'all's website?
Right now, we don't have a website. We're
just Facebook?
Yeah, we are actually building the website right now.
Okay, awesome.
Because we were the Pineda Waterway Warriors, and we were about to file for our 501c3. And then we realized that we had outgrown that. So we did not file the 501c3. We held off and changed everything to Waterway Warriors.
Okay.
And then we went ahead and filed for the 501c3 in February of this year.
Okay.
And it was approved 2 weeks.
That's crazy.
That
awesome.
That was the fastest turnaround for a 501c3.
Goodness, yes.
That's
it
about the crassest I ever heard of.
Yeah.
I think ours took 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say ours took 4 months to come through, if not a little bit longer than that. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. Praise God. That's awesome.
Yes. And everything, we see God's hand working in everything that we're doing. So, you know, it's awesome.
No doubt about it. What are the goals from here on out? So let's say you get storage, you get more volunteers. Do you guys see this expanding to the entire Space Coast? What's the eventual goal?
Yes. The answer is yes.
All the things.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Of course, as I mentioned before, we do have to go slow because it's obviously not going to be sustainable if it's just the four of us. So we are trying to grow our base as, you know, the core of the group, and having leaders, which we call leads, you know, take more responsibility and actually being able to lead different areas. So I'm going to give you an example. Ogalle. We would call that the Ogalle chapter. And whoever is in charge of the Ogalle chapter would be responsible. We will provide everything. We will make sure it's... I hope this doesn't come off as bad, but we want to make sure that the protocols are followed the way we do them now.
Sure.
Yeah, that's another
because
that.
it's proven successful.
If it works, there's no reason to change it.
Exactly.
Yep.
So...
And also, if
they're
going
to be representing your organization, you want your organization to be represented in a certain way.
That is correct.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Now, do you guys ever like meet when you're not cleaning up? I mean, do you have like organizational meetings?
Or? We do. We meet every month. We have our monthly meetings.
Okay.
And we also attend, obviously, other organizations' events.
Are those monthly meetings open to the public?
Not yet.
Okay.
We are trying to put together a board.
Gotcha.
So all these things are happening. You know, it's we think they're happening pretty fast. I know we're trying to be very careful on how we do things. So,
but it's an exciting time. It's such an exciting time to see something growing like this. And and you're very wise not to go too fast.
Thank you. We want to make sure that people are treated properly. Mm-hmm. Again, it's, you know, treat people how you want to be treated. And it's important to just do the right thing. That's why we started this. We wanted to do the right thing.
That's awesome. So things you guys need, you're looking for donations. You're looking for storage space. And more volunteers.
Yeah, we need equipment.
Equipment, okay.
Yeah, well.
And if people want to reach out to you guys, they find you on Facebook under...
the Pioneer.
Is it still Pioneer Waterway Works?
Yeah, it's in the middle of changing, but
sure, yeah.
Until
so
it's
it'll be it's Pioneer Waterway Warriors right now. It'll be Waterway Warriors in the near future. The Facebook
very
will
near
be.
Future.
Okay,
yes.
awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
You guys want to jump into some
Have
trivia?
We confused everybody?
No.
It's still continuing.
See, here's the thing. We don't really know when this is going out. And so it may be already changed by the time this thing airs.
It'll probably be 3 weeks for this one, I would say.
So, yeah. So you may. You got 3 weeks. Get moving.
Okay. Thank you.
we'll tag it in everything, and we'll make sure whatever way it's on there now, it'll be tagged. The Facebook will be tagged, and it'll be fine.
That's cool.
We can do
that's
the,
really neat. Thank you.
The technology allows us to do those kind
yes,
of things.
Yes, exactly.
That's amazing,
the technology is
right?
a beautiful thing. You guys want to do some trivia?
Yes, I do.
Ooh.
Let's do some trivia.
You ready?
Yeah.
So is there a topic, or is it like broad spectrum?
Oh, it's broad.
Okay.
It's broad.
What's the term?
So my...
Potpourri.
Potpourri, yes, or
so
potluck.
My actual job, I also work in sustainability, so it's kind of a perfect marriage you know, the environmental, the Waterway Warriors. And so I thought I'd throw a couple different things in there.
I like it.
Yeah?
Okay, let's do
you
it.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm excited. Well, Cindy's here in spirit right now, because the trivia is always her funnest thing, too.
All righty. What's the difference between possum or opossums?
Ooh, one Frank. Has an O and one doesn't have an O.
This is your favorite animal, so come on, man.
I know. We actually discussed this one, so I have to step out of this. This is the one me and her discussed on the phone before she came in.
I gotta stay
out of this one.
I have no idea. I had a possum one time in Satellite Beach, my parents' house, the backyard. I was standing there putting back the big pole, you know, to clean out the pool, you know, with the... And it hangs on the fence. And so I was going to
do
that. Well, yeah, the net. Yeah, the pole in the net. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's a net. Okay. Thank you.
It has
for showing that I don't know real words. Regular.
It has different attachments. It can be a broom sometimes, too.
Sure, that's true. Yeah. But anyway, I was putting it away, and there I was, eye to eye with a possum. There was a possum on top of the fence.
It's awesome.
Because my mom had, like, some kind of vine or something that grows up there.
Yeah.
And, I'm looking right at him. He's looking at me. And then I said, bye.
So I'm going to have to correct you.
Okay. Oh, okay. So
you were actually looking at an opossum.
Was I? I was looking at an opossum. Okay.
Yeah,
so what is the
opossum
difference?
Opossum is actually from North America.
Oh, okay.
The possums are from Australia.
Virginia. It's a Latin name. It's Virginia something.
Oh, yeah. Don't ask me the Latin name.
It's something crazy
like
that.
I don't know.
Yeah, Virginia something.
They are the only... marsupial that we have in North America. And
I thought raccoons were marsupials. They're not?
No, they don't have a pouch.
Oh, okay.
And a prehensile tail.
Okay.
Yeah. And their lifespan is only 3 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Very short-lived.
Okay.
And as scary as they look, they are not dangerous at all to humans. They don't carry diseases. They have actually used their blood to help with anti-venoms for snakes because it doesn't affect them at all.
Okay.
So they're actually, it's impossible to not love a possum.
Well played.
You like that?
That's Frank's thing. Possum wouldn't possibly bite you. And then 2 weeks later, he calls me, going to be late to the show. Possum bit me.
Well, I reached into a box that I didn't know one was in. I got grabby. It wasn't the possum's fault. I got
grabby.
I kind of just put my fingers in a place I couldn't see, and I felt something bite me, and I went, let's hope that wasn't a rattlesnake.
Yeah.
And then I pulled my finger back out, and there was a possum attached to it, and I went, ha-ha, possum! Yeah, so
nice.
I finally got to take ivermectin for the first
time. Oh.
Because the only thing you got to worry about with the possum is parasites.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my doctor joked around about that for a while. He's like, you can finally tell all the all your friends you took ivermectin.
You took ivermectin. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Oh, that's funny stuff. Okay, sorry.
No,
go right
good.
Ahead.
I like this.
All right, number two.
Here we go.
All right, number two. What's the difference between endemic and invasive?
And Frank, if you tell me the spelling, I'm going to throw something at you.
you want me to take this one?
Yes, take that one, please.
One is native and one is non-native.
Yes. Endemic is actually from a local area and only is from that local area. It's not found anywhere else.
Okay.
Example? Can you give us an example?
No, give me an example.
Okay, an example in plants would be Brazilian pepper versus...
Because they're invasive.
Exotic, yeah.
It's an exotic.
Which is another term people need to wrap their heads around, is the terms invasive and exotic. And at some point, those things are no longer invasive exotic once they have a group of whatever it is for a certain amount of time in an area. At some point, they need to become, they're native. Almost. You know what I mean? At some point, they're there to stay. They're not going anywhere. We see that with a lot of our wildlife, but yeah, it's,
right.
I digress. Oh, in an oak tree, in a scrub oak.
A scrub oak. Okay.
Scrub oak, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyhow, it took me a long time to get there. I apologize.
Okay. So, yep. There we
time
go.
Time's a ticking.
So, was he right? He's right.
He is right.
Okay.
All right. What's number three?
Okay. Number three. When does a bald eagle get its white head?
Oh, when does a bald eagle get its white head? I don't understand what you're saying, man. I can't read lips.
If you know what you get, you can say it. Okay.
Yeah, you can say it. I was thinking that it would be like about 1 year. That was
It's 1 or 2 years, isn't it?
Five.
Is it five?
It's when years. They actually reach their sexual maturity.
Oh wow!
I thought it was 1 year. Okay.
Yeah, because when I was in Alaska last summer, boy, there's just tons of them everywhere.
Oh, Alaska has a bald eagle on every pole, every direction you look.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Took the train going into Seward, and like on top of every tree thing, there was a
every
bald.
Single pole you look
really?
At. There's
oh yeah,
there's
it was
bald
amazing.
Eagle. Yeah,
it was amazing.
The way we have ospreys, that's the way they have bald eagles, just everywhere.
Wow. Now there's a bunch out at the Space Center, aren't there?
24 pairs, I think. 24, 26 pairs.
Oh, is that all? Okay.
Yeah, not that many. There's you see them out there.
There's a few at the waste management.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
It makes sense. I mean, they're just
hanging out where the food is.
They're a souped up vulture. I mean, a beautiful vulture, but that's what
beautiful.
They are.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Beautiful bird.
Which, you know what Benjamin Franklin wanted our national bird to be?
Turkey, wasn't it? Or something like
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the wild turkey.
That's Turkeys right. are awesome. Yeah,
they
that's
are
a
awesome.
Cool critter.
Yeah, that's what
they're tasty.
They are indeed.
We had a turkey one time. I may have told this story, I'm not sure, but we had a turkey one time that took over a guard shack at KSC.
Oh, no.
He ran all the armed guards out of a building.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
When we pulled up, he was strutting around. He had pooped all over the building, and all the armed security guards were standing outside. It was the coolest thing I ever saw in my entire life.
So, yeah. Over a turkey.
Yeah, I remember.
You have not told this story before.
I remember making up a little sign that said, it had a picture of the turkey on it and said, warning, takes over armed government facilities.
You know, peacocks are pretty crazy.
Oh, they are. Yeah. They are. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
There was one that was roaming around town here in Titusville.
Was he on the warpath?
Oh, he could be, and they're loud. God,
oh, they are.
Swear.
They are, yep.
They do not fear us.
No, at not all. At all.
Uh-uh. Flipping hilarious. Nope. Okay, we got a couple more?
Yeah, so...
All right, let's do it.
So this one is... How much water... is consumed in a typical shower for 15 minutes. I told you these were going to be random.
35 gallons.
75.
Ooh, you are so close. Yeah, it's
37.5. Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
So it's...
That was dumb luck if I've ever heard of it before in my life.
2.5 to 3 gallons per minute.
Right, okay.
Whoa. Right? So if you think of that...
That's a lot of water. Yeah.
That's a lot of water. But they do, actually, April is the Water Conservation Month, so that's why I brought that up.
Oh, okay.
Because it's really important that people manage their water properly. You're,
sure.
You know.
Don't take 3 showers a day, is that what you're telling me?
Well, you can change your shower head to a conservative shower head.
There you
and
go.
And they use 1.5 gallons. So if you use 1.5 gallons, 15 minutes is 15 gallons.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
okay.
It's a big reduction when we're going to need our water.
Yes,
yeah, absolutely.
No doubt. No doubt. We got one more, or is that it?
We got
one more.
One more.
Yeah, let's hit the one more.
Here we go.
I'm excited.
Okay.
This one's you, Bill.
What are soft plastics and can they be recycled?
What are soft? That's been in the news a lot lately about plastics being recyclable.
Are they saying there's like 5% of plastics that people actually put in the bin that are truly recyclable? Something It's something crazy low like that. I don't know the answer to this.
I don't either. I know very little about plastic.
I I think a soft plastic is, I could make a guess, but I have no idea, really.
Please, go ahead and guess.
I would say soft plastics are things that are molded, smaller items, probably like drinking bottles and stuff like that, if I had to make a guess.
So soft plastics are like the bubble wrap, the wrap that you have on soft stuff. Yeah, all the soft stuff. The
it's soft. Bread,
it's soft.
Said so right in the name.
It did, dak nabbit.
And a lot of people will recycle their plastic bags, soft plastic.
Right.
But they don't realize that they can add so much more to that, and they can drop it off even at Publix or Walmart. It's all the cellophane, your soft bags that your newspaper comes in, anything that comes in with the, you know, the plastic zip ties. Yeah, those are all recyclable.
Oh, okay.
And there's less than 1% being recycled. So,
oh, wow.
It's crazy.
Let's throw it in there.
Okay.
It's crazy. Sandra, thank you so much for being on here and chat with us.
This was super fun.
This was a blast.
Yeah.
Going into this, you were overly excited.
I was, almost.
She
sick
wanted to be
of,
on the show so bad.
Yep.
So bad.
Yep.
So
we really honored to have you here. Thank you so much for taking the time. And we will be looking forward to see what the Waterway Warriors do from here on out.
Thank you so much. Can I say something real quick?
Oh, yeah, please. Sure.
So we were awarded the 2023 Servant Heroes of Channel 13.
Okay.
So public service. Heroes, I think that's pretty cool.
That's huge.
That's great.
That's great. Well deserved too. Yeah, thank you for everything you guys are doing, and you just
thank you for having us, and thank you for this opportunity. It's awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
It's fun.
We'll have to have you back on again sometime.
Absolutely.
All right, y'all. Bill.
Yes, sir.
Episode 100 and something in the book.
There we go. Absolutely.
100 and something.
100 and something.
All right, y'all. Thank you for tuning in to the Ears podcast produced by Terrier TV here at Titusville High School. You can find us on all platforms by searching Ears or EEARSS.org. Ears or Alligator Rob has two B's. It's confusing if you make it be. AlligatorRob.com. Take you to the same place. That's how that kind of stuff works. Thank you to Edna Wilson with Celebrate Remax Aerospace for sponsoring our program. And we will catch you all next week. Bye-bye.